From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody reports for Columbia Green Media that Columbia Economic Development Corporation leader Kenneth Flood will get a 87.5% raise. Patrice Perry, director of the County Planning and Economic Development Department, requested January 21st that town supervisors renew the contract with Flood. His hourly rate would go from $40 to $75, but not to exceed an annual salary of $30,000 under the proposal to be considered by the full Board of Supervisors at its monthly meeting February 13th. Flood left the Columbia Economic Corporation in 2015, according to the story, and I quote, before he was named in an investigation report from the state authority's budget office, end quote. Flood seemed to favor Ginsburg's Foods during his previous term with David Ginsburg on the three-person panel that selected him for his position at the agency. Louise Roback of Hudson said, and I quote, I question why the county continues to pay Ken Flood and why it did not go out for bid and why you are upping his rate, end quote. Some supervisors disagree. Claverick Town Supervisor Clifford Kippy Weigelt said, and I quote, I have known Ken Flood for a long time. I think he does a very good job helping the county with what we have to do. In my opinion, he is worth the money for what he does, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daniel Zuckerman reports in Columbia Green Media that local activist group Invincible Chatham hope to sway elected officials with a forum January 27th pleading for action on climate change issues. Assemblyperson Dee Dee Barrett, who represents Dutchess and parts of Columbia County and has sponsored the Carbon Farming Act, was there. Barrett said, and I quote, this was really sort of a sweet spot of both agriculture and environmental concerns. The reality is agriculture as an industry is one of the biggest greenhouse gas emitters, from methane to the effect that all of that waste has, end quote. But Governor Andrew Cuomo vetoed her legislation last year. Barrett said of the governor, and I quote, he wants to be first in everything, but he wants to make sure everybody agrees it's the right thing to do before he is the first to do it. We are working with his staff and working on a way to get a pilot going in New York State, particularly in the Hudson Valley, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jack Howland reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Representative Antonio Delgado, the Democrat from Rhinebeck, representing New York's 19th congressional district, said the budget deal to end the longest shutdown in United States history is only a, and I quote, temporary fix, end quote. Delgado, in Pine Plains, holding his second town hall meeting since taking office, said he will call for hearings to see if there were any, and I quote, lapses or delays that affected people's lives, end quote, from the shutdown. President Trump has agreed to a budget deal with congressional Republicans and Democrats, then pulled out of that deal in December, demanding $5.7 billion for a border wall he once claimed Mexico would pay for. Trump on January 25th agreed to reopen the government for a few weeks without any wall funding. Delgado said, and I quote, we certainly need to work on border security. We should be able to have that debate without putting us through what we just had to go through for 35 days, end quote. At the town meeting, Delgado also said he wanted to bring Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman to Washington, D.C. to testify about the Chatham Cares for You Outreach Initiative Drug Addiction Program. WGXC has audio recordings of the complete town hall meeting in the WGXC audio archives online at WGXC.org. And you can read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Bethany Bump reports for the Albany Times Union that on January 23rd, on a routine visit to the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services office in Latham, Albany, Kenny Mo Norgan was detained. He sought asylum a decade ago from religious persecution of Christians in the Ivory Coast in West Africa, but he was denied. Norgan was sent to the Buffalo Federal Detention Facility in Batavia, where he awaits deportation. He was a cook for the Capital City Rescue Mission in Albany, and the Albany County Sheriff frequently works with the mission. and he wrote on his Facebook page how upset he was about the incident. The sheriff wrote on Facebook, and I quote, "I understand there needs to be immigration reformed. I lived it for most of 2018. But when immigration calls an immigrant to their office who cooks 800 meals a day at the city mission, who has been mentored by one of the most caring men I've ever met, takes his $150 check and locks him up, ships him to my jail, then to Batavia, enough is enough. This is not what we do in this country. This man doesn't deserve this. I understand some may need to go back, but we are treating this as a one-size-fits-all. This is immoral and just damn wrong," end quote. ICE officials were not responding. A message from the ICE office said last week, and I quote, "All of ICE's public affairs officers are out of the office for the duration of the government shutdown. We are unable to respond to media queries during this period because we are prohibited by law from working. If you still require a response, please resubmit your query upon the government's reopening," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.